Now we're standing in the heart of Times Square. It was Mr. Romo's suggestion that we move from the village to... What happens in Times Square, Mr. Romo?
Everything happens. Last time I was here, they were taking down the two huge people on the clothes sign. I usually come up and look at the light bulbs, you know. But I wanted to show you something specifically. You see that cat standing over there by the litter basket, the huge litter basket?
Yes.
Yeah, there stands a victim, man. A victim of a vicious riff. His name is Charlie L. Miller. He comes from Horse's Breath, Montana, you know, that's in the Central Stranded Time Zone, forever. See how he's standing with that look of expectancy? You know, when he first came to New York, somebody told him that old adage, you know? If you stand on Times Square long enough, you're going to meet everybody you know. You know, he came to New York in 1948.
He's been standing there ever since?
Ever since, you know, except for a couple of weeks when he came down with mononucleosis.
Oh, the poor man. What does he do in the daytime?
He's president of the Chase Manhattan Bank during the day.
Oh, Romo, you're putting me on.
Yes, right. Ah, at last. Look, there's hope for you after all. Get rid of that beer, you know, and let's split. Congratulations. We'll have a celebration, all right? Let's have a cab on you.